What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 398.
On Now You Know.
So we've been doing quite a bit of traveling recently, but we feel good about doing our work and personal business on the go thanks to private internet access.
This VPN helps protect personal data by encrypting your internet connection through a world-class server infrastructure, which makes your information shielded.
Private internet access protects you from the prying eyes of hackers and internet service providers and others that can view your personal data.
Whether you connect to the internet on a public Wi-Fi network at airports, coffee shops, friends' houses, or even your own home, your data is at risk of being stolen.
Hackers can connect to the same Wi-Fi network and then have the ability to steal your personal data, including sensitive information like passwords and keystrokes and even your photos.
Private internet access not only safeguards your internet connection through an encrypted tunnel, it also hides your location, which can give you access to region-restricted content from all over the world.
Streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, and more have different library options based on where you're located, and some shows can't be accessed if you're not located in that region.
For example, Oppenheimer is only available in Netflix Australia and Belgium right now, so with the VPN, you could watch it.
Some sports events have regional blackouts and are only available within certain regions. Some online deals are cheaper when purchasing in different regions, such as flights, clothes, and games.
Private internet access helps you overcome these restrictions by giving you the option to change your IP address to one of 91 countries to choose from and all 50 U.S. states.
Private internet access is available for all platforms, Windows, Mac OS, Android, Linux, iOS, and many more.
And you can protect an unlimited amount of devices at the same time. Protect your entire household and workspace with one subscription. And you can install PIA on all of your devices anywhere in the world.
Signing up for private internet access is risk-free. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and there's 24/7 customer support.
By using our link, you can grab an 83% discount on private internet access. That's just $2.03 a month. And you can also get 4 extra months completely free. Just click on the link below.
Thanks to Private Internet Access for sponsoring today's episode. So after 18 years with Tesla, Drew Baglino, Tesla's senior vice president of powertrain and energy, announced on X last week that he is retiring from Tesla to spend more time with his family.
Can you believe that Drew worked at Tesla since 2006 when he started as a junior firmware and electrical engineer?
He worked his way all the way up to being Elon's right-hand man. That is quite a story.
And Elon said, thanks for everything you've done at Tesla. Few have contributed as much as you.
And Drew said, thank you for always pushing us to do our best work from first principles. It's the only way to unlock the art of the possible.
And Elon said, after taking a well-deserved break, Drew will no doubt go on to do great things. I look forward to following what he does next.
And Tesla's head of policy and business development, Rohan Patel, also left Tesla the same day. Rohan worked at Tesla for the past 8 years. He says, my plans are to be a recess monitor for my second grade daughter,
practice my violin, go to a bunch of bucket list sporting events, and take my very patient wife on some long-intended travel.
So a big thanks goes out to Rohan and Drew for their years of amazing work at Tesla. We wish you both some relaxing time with your families. Elon also announced last week in an email to staff that it will be laying off more than 10% of Tesla's global workforce, or about 14,000 employees.
Now, the fuddy mainstream media had a field day. But let's slow down here, folks. First of all, many companies do this and get rewarded for doing this.
Oh, but not Tesla. Tesla stock was down about 4% on the news.
But this isn't the first time Tesla has trimmed its workforce. As Elon said, about every 5 years, we need to reorganize and streamline the company for the next phase of growth.
We asked our Patreon patrons what they think, and we'll get to the Patreon poll later in the show, so stay tuned.
Sawyer Merritt said, breaking, Tesla has removed all inventory discounts for all vehicle models in the U.S., excluding demo cars. This is the first time since 2022 that Tesla has had no inventory discounts in the U.S. for Model 3, Model Y, Model S, and Model X. Some recent discounts had been as big as 10% off, so this is a big strategy change.
Elon said, we are simplifying and streamlining the whole Tesla sales and delivery system. It has become complex and inefficient.
And the reason we included this in this story is I think that a lot of these job layoffs may be coming in the sales department. I feel like streamlining is equal to getting rid of people.
Yeah. And I mean, this has been a really complex thing because people would always ask like, oh, how much is a Model 3? And you'd be like, okay, well, here's the current price and here's the, you know, the tax credit. But you could also get an inventory car, and then they look and they're like, oh my God, they're so much cheaper. And you're like, right. I don't know why that is. They're the same cars, but you can get them for way cheaper. And I don't think that it benefited Tesla at all because now not only have they already delivered that car somewhere else, you know, so now it's in Tennessee, and then somebody in California wants to go buy it. And then I guess Tesla would have to then worry about all the logistics of getting that car to the person who now wants the inventory car.
Yeah, I mean, I understood it in the early years because I thought, well, they're still working out the kinks. But to have so many inventory cars, and by the way, there's two kinds of inventory cars, right? There's used ones that people have traded in. And then there's new ones that people didn't take delivery of. And right, there's so many of them every month. And I'm like, how did this many people not take delivery of their car?
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but I just don't understand why you have to put a price discount on it.
I don't understand that. I mean, most car dealers don't let you kind of buy the car but not buy the car.
Right. But they usually have them on their lot anyway. So speaking of cuts, Tesla has cut much of their sexy lineup prices again.
Yeah, we'll go in sexy order. The Model S is now $2,000 cheaper. The dual model all-wheel drive variant starts at $72,990, down from $74,990. And the tri-motor plaid now starts at $87,990, down from $89,990.
But this price still doesn't have any bearing over the tax credit because it would have to come down below, I believe, $55,000 before the sedan, the Model S sedan, would qualify for the tax credit. The Model 3 remains unchanged in price.
But the Model X also got a $2,000 price cut. So the dual motor all-wheel drive variant now starts at $77,990 and the plaid starts at $92,990.
And remember, the $7,500 federal tax credit applies to the dual motor all-wheel drive. So that's $70,490 after the tax credit. And you might be saying, but Jesse, the Model S didn't get a tax credit and it cost even less. Well, this is because the Model X is an SUV, which has an $80,000 limit. Thank you, tax code.
And lastly, the Model Y also got a $2,000 price reduction. So now we're looking at the lowest price Model Y. The rear-wheel drive variant now starts at just $42,990. That is $35,490 after the $7,500 federal tax credit.
So the dual-motor all-wheel drive Model Y starts at $47,990, and the Model Y Performance starts at $51,490.
Now remember in 2020 when the Model Y was $52,990? Then it dropped to $49,990 in 2021 and then dropped again to $47,990 in 2022.
The Model Y is now $10,000 cheaper 4 years later, even with all this crazy inflation that's been going on.
Yeah, that doesn't make headlines ever, right? Inflation's going up, prices are going up, but Tesla's been able to drop the price because they're vertically integrated. Right. Unbelievable. And look, when I talk at car shows and stuff about this, people are like, no, that's not possible. It's a Tesla. How could it be that cheap?
Yeah.
And that's not all that Tesla's cutting the price of. Tesla has now reduced the price of buying full self-driving outright from $12,000 to $8,000.
So you may remember that Tesla lowered the subscription price of full self-driving to $99 a month. Well, now buying full self-driving outright for the life of your Tesla is now even cheaper.
So let me see if I remember correctly. Full self-driving went from $5,000 in 2016. Then it went up to $6,000 in 2018, and then a lot of different price things. And then $15,000 in late 2022. Then it went to $12,000 in September 23, And now Tesla is cutting it again to 8,000?
Yes. So we graphed it to make it easier to see.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of change. Okay, but didn't Elon say full self-driving would potentially be worth $100,000 to $200,000?
Yes, but at this moment, I guess Elon feels that potentially getting a revenue boost and therefore a margin boost of $8,000 per car could help Tesla, especially with their Q1 delivery numbers being so low.
I mean, I think it's an interesting move. On one hand, it should help margins and revenue. But on the other hand, what about customers who already bought full self-driving for like $15,000 or $12,000 recently? Aren't they going to be unhappy about this price reduction?
We should mention that so far we haven't seen full self-driving prices drop in other markets like the UK or Norway, although it has dropped in Canada from $16,000 to $11,000 Canadian.
I mean, I also think one benefit of having priced FSD at $15,000 was that in many people's minds, including mine, I now think that's what it's worth, right? So when I see it at $8,000, I now feel like it's half off.
That's a good point. But at $99 a month, it would still take over 6 years before buying it at $8,000 would save money over just subscribing. And from Tesla's point of view, great. The more monthly subscriptions, the better.
But not everyone is happy with the way Tesla is changing prices. Homar's catalog says, I think that if you had a monkey throw shit at a keyboard to come up with a pricing strategy for Tesla, it would be more coherent than what we've seen. Subscription price will go up once we release full self-driving. Actually, we will cut it. We are raising Model Y prices. Actually, now we're lowering them. It's amusing to follow, but probably confusing to consumers. Should I buy FSD now because the price was cut, or should I wait for the next FSD price cut and save thousands of dollars?
And Elon said, other cars change prices constantly and often by wide margins via dealer markups and manufacturer dealer incentives. Only a fool thinks the MSRP is the real price. Tesla prices must change frequently in order to match production with demand.
Yeah, so let us know what you think. Let us know down in the comments.
Now, I actually think that this is really smart. Because you can
keep them guessing.
No, it's not about that. It's about understanding what the product is. If I have the coolest thing in the world, but it costs $1 million and I want people to know about it, most consumers aren't going to get it, right? So if it's priced too high, and I think that, you know, $15,000 was simply too high, you're like, oh, I want to buy a car and I want to buy it the price of another car on top of that. I think that a lot of people weren't going to try that, especially for something that they've never experienced before. So bringing down the monthly price of full self-driving, which we know can go up. So it's $99 a month now. What will it be when you can go to sleep in the car? It's probably going to be a little bit different. However, selling full self-driving right now outright at $8,000, that is low. And so they are probably going to capture some more sales. Like you're saying, the margins now are going to be helpful for Tesla later on. But what I think is really important is for people to get to experience this. Mm. And I think that the, you know, 1 month free trial was awesome. That's really smart.
And I think
they'll
do it some more too.
I think that they'll do it some more too. I think that basically every once in a while, when a really good full self-driving update comes out, they're probably going to roll out an either a month or a week free of full self-driving, because until people understand it, and they won't want it.
Like, I expect it to be way more nervous.
When they don't want it, there's no demand. And if you have no demand, then you can't charge high prices for it. I think that we will get there, but I think this is an important step to try and bring everybody in terms of understanding what this technology is and the lexicon and how to talk about it.
So last week, Tesla filed paperwork for Tesla shareholders to once again vote to approve Elon Musk's 2018 pay package. Again.
But I thought that we Tesla shareholders already did that years ago and overwhelmingly voted in favor of paying Elon $55.8 billion if he hit all 12 goals.
We did. But remember, back in January, when Delaware Judge Kathleen McCormick said it was an unfathomable sum. So Tesla chairwoman Robin Denholm submitted a letter with her filing saying Elon has not been paid for any of his work for Tesla for the past 6 years. That strikes us and the many stockholders from whom we have already heard as fundamentally unfair. We do not think that what the Delaware court said is how corporate law should or does work. If it is legally advisable, we suggest simply subjecting the original 2018 package to a new shareholder vote. And that isn't all that Tesla is asking Tesla shareholders to vote on. In her letter to Tesla shareholders, Denholm also said, 2024 is the year that Tesla should move home to Texas. We are asking for your vote to approve Tesla's move from Delaware, our current state of incorporation, to a new legal home in Texas. Texas is already our business home, and we are committed to it. Texas is where we should continue working towards our mission of accelerating the world's transition to sustainable energy as we lay the foundation for our growth with our ramp and build our factories for our future vehicles and to help meet the demand for energy storage storage, as well as with our progress in artificial intelligence via full self-driving and Optimus.
So when do we Tesla shareholders get to vote for Elon's new pay package and relocating the corporate structure from Delaware to Texas?
At Tesla's 2024 shareholder meeting, which is being held on June 13th, 2024 at 3:30 p.m. Central at Giga Texas, although you can vote your shares ahead of this meeting through the proxy services. Usually those are handled by your stockbroker. Now, the largest individual Tesla shareholder, Leo Caguan, who owns 27 million shares, has declared his intention to vote against Elon Musk's $55 billion compensation package and the reelection of two board members.
Who are the two board members up for reelection this term?
Kimball Musk, who's Elon's brother, he's served on Tesla's board since 2004, and James Murdoch, who has been a Tesla board member since 2017 and is the son of media mogul Rupert Murdoch.
And we'll be talking more about this on Patreon bonus stories this week. Safe to say that I don't really agree with this investor.
Let's tweet at Leo and tell him to come on back on board. Like, what is he talking about?
So it's a good thing that we got our cyber hammer when we did.
Why?
Well, as Elon reposted, our current referral program benefits will end after April 30th in all markets.
What? The referral program's over? What?
What?
Are you kidding me? They ended the referral program?
No, calm down. Calm down. Let's see what it means. So K10 said, does this mean all current referral credits in our accounts are void after April 30th? And Elon said, no, just that new credits would not be earned until we launch a future referral program, which is a few months away.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay!
But what I don't understand is they're going to...
Why do it this way?
So they don't want to have extra sales through referral credits for the next few months? I don't understand. Like, I understand it takes some time to get a system up and running, maybe, if you're making a new...
Isn't this going to mean that you're not going to be telling your buddy about buying a new Tesla while this program is in...
You're going to be, like, waiting. He's going to be like, whoa, tell me about your car.
And no!
You're like, actually, dude, a rain check. I'll see you in 3 months or something. I don't...
Not handled well.
I don't
not
know.
Not handled well.
I don't know. Whatever.
No.
No, no, no.
Should not be handled this way. It's confusing. It freaks people out. Why should you even have to ask this question? Tesla North America should have tweeted it properly so we'd understand it if they're going to do it at all.
Right, because they did say
otherwise, you think you're losing your points.
Well, and the program benefits will end. So, like, what are the benefits? Like,
right.
If I bought something with my credits, like, does that mean that my premium connectivity right. will be ended or something? It's just needlessly confusing.
For some reason, Tesla's referral program has always been handled in such a weird way. And I just feel like it's the bastard child. It's like, we don't really want to do it, so we're not going to do it well or something. I don't know. I hope they do it better because we love it. Mm-hmm. We get cyber hammers through it. All right, so last Tuesday night, something big happened in the world of electric utility grid storage.
On the California ISO grid, battery storage went over 6 gigawatts for the first time ever, and batteries were the largest source of supply.
So that is 24 hours right there, that whole graph that you're seeing. Okay. Yellow is solar. Unbelievable, right? Middle of the day.
Uh-huh.
The whole grid is powered by the sun. Green is batteries. And it's kind of covered by that legend there, so it's kind of hard to see. But 24.4% of the power during that time period was powered by batteries.
Wow.
Let's zoom in on that time period. So this is a different chart. Green line is battery storage. And as you can see, for that whole time period, it was primarily batteries that were powering the grid. As Sawyer Merritt said, news, a landmark event occurred in the U.S. on Tuesday night when battery storage became for the first time the largest source of supply in the California grid, which delivers electricity to the world's fifth biggest economy. And Elon said,
this will increasingly be the case. So to put this in perspective, 5 years ago, the record for battery storage in California was only 120 megawatts.
That's a growth of 51x in only 5 years. If you average that out, that's an average of 43% growth per year. So when people are like, I don't see how we're going to power the grid with batteries and solar. This is how we're doing it.
This is how we do it.
You need baseload power.
Well, that's f***ing baseload right there.
Hey, if you like the work that we do and you think that we're finding unique news stories about the world, please share this with others. And you can do that by hitting the like button. It's so easy. All right. So like we talked about last week on the show, Tesla is speeding up the cadence of new full self-driving supervised updates.
Sawyer Merritt said news full self-driving supervised 12.3.5 has started rolling out to employees. Normal customers should get it in the next couple days. 12.3.4 came out just 10 days ago.
And Elon said 12.4 is a big release, should arguably be 13. And speaking of updates, Tesla tweeted out, your Tesla gets better while you sleep, highlights from our upcoming spring release below. I guess it's Christmas time in spring. All right, so what are we getting?
So these are updates that are for the Model 3 and Y with the AMD chip.
Hang on, what?
So the updates that we're talking about are for the Model 3 and the Model Y.
No, I heard you. I heard, yeah, but what's the AMD chip part?
So you know how there's Intel and AMD?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to take my computer apart and look and see what chip it has?
Well, no, this is for your car.
No, I know, but how do I know what chip I have?
You don't know that? you just type in, config X297B. I don't know. I actually don't know. They've stumped me here. I thought that I knew everything about my car. Apparently, I don't.
Is it somewhere on the system screen? I feel like it is.
I think if you go to like your system info.
I just didn't think it was information I had to know. So you're telling me if I have a different chip, I may not have these updates?
Yeah. So let's see what they are. We'll see what they are. And then
I don't even know if I should get excited.
Well, we'll have people comment whether or not they have it. So that way we can, like, maybe there's only 12 people with a non-AMD chip. I don't know. Immersive full screen vehicle controls when parked.
What does that mean?
So you'll take a look at this screen. So you know how normally all of this is pushed over to the left and you have the big map on the right.
Oh, okay. This will take up the whole screen now?
Yes. So I think that basically you can slide it over.
Huh.
I think a lot of this has to do with full self-driving. Because of the, you can make the visualization larger.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people have been using that and basically complaining because it's been kind of an afterthought. They basically just took the visualization and made it bigger. But now they're kind of changing the way that the UI works. So if you want to have it full screen, you can.
Okay.
Next is large playback controls and quick access to recents, favorites, and up next in media player.
Cool.
So basically same thing, just a big thing on the bottom. Mm-hmm. So that way you can control your media. And then expandable autopilot driving visualizations with a smaller map in the top right for trip guidance. And so again, if you make the full self-driving visualization big, you'll now get a map in the top right corner because before you couldn't see the map at all.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Okay. Wait, and then there's updates for Model S and X?
Yes. So this is for the Model S and X 2021 and later. So that's the refresh. So that one's a little bit more obvious.
Okay.
Auto Shift Beta can now also shift between drive and reverse based on your surroundings in addition to shifting out of park. So you go to Vehicle Settings, Pedal and Steering, and then Auto Shift Beta.
Okay.
Next up is Audible. Audible is now available as a native media app.
Nice.
So if you want to listen to audiobooks on a long road trip, you can do that. Next is Spotify queue and playback speed. You can now sync your Spotify queue across vehicles and devices and adjust playback speed.
Nice. If you want to listen to that podcast, faster.
Yes. Next is hands-free trunk for the Model S and X and later, and the upgraded Model 3. Now, I'm not sure what upgraded Model 3 is, if that's the newest one or just the ones that have the automatic trunk. But here's what it is. Stand still behind your trunk with the phone key and the trunk will open on its own.
Okay, so you don't just walk past it because that would be dumb. You have to stand there for a second.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And okay. I think you have to stand pretty close. But basically, you can turn this on or off. You go to Vehicle Settings, Locks, and then Hands-Free Trunk. Next one is Preview of Sentry Mode Recordings in Select Countries. And this is preview a brief clip of Sentry Mode recording on your phone if alarm is triggered by pressing and holding notification.
Okay, that's cool.
So basically, this is only if your car's alarm went off, which
you want to see what's going on.
Usually means that the car has been struck in some way, either the glass or the body from either a shopping cart or a car. Next is increased regenerative braking on highway for the Model S and X 2021 and later. At high speeds, your vehicle now allows for more regenerative braking, meaning more energy can return to the battery.
Nice.
That's nice. And then are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Rear passengers can now see current trip details, time, and temperature at the top of the rear touchscreen.
And it looks like the ability to view your Tesla Sentry clips on your phone is coming, but I don't understand because I thought we just read that it already is coming.
So that would be just if the alarm goes off.
Okay.
I'm guessing that it's fairly expensive for Tesla to send video to your phone from your car. Tesla app updates iOS says still working on the decompile, but remote Sentry Mode clips are almost here. When Sentry Mode records and sends you a preview of an event, those preview videos will appear here. Preview videos are end-to-end encrypted and can't be accessed by Tesla.
But I don't understand why this is any different than the last thing you read.
So basically, what is in the spring update is going to be if the alarm gets triggered, you will be able to see the last couple seconds before the alarm gets triggered. This is being able to view all events
from
your phone. So just like you can go into your car and you can watch all of the Sentry Mode after cars or whatever, this would allow you to do this on your phone.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! the Cybertruck Roundup.
Holmar's catalog says Cybertruck deliveries resuming. Now, you may remember that the pedal problem was holding up new VINs, and that looks like it was fixed. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, well, this is what we're talking about.
From videos and photos, it appears that the metal accelerator plate could slip up and keep the accelerator depressed. My guess is that the glue holding it in place could release. Anyway, NHTSA ordered a recall for the 3,878 trucks that were already delivered.
All right, here we go. For real this time.
And I think it was quicker, cheaper, and safer for Tesla to fix it at Giga Texas rather than, you know, keep delivering the Cybertrucks and then have to fix them in the field.
It sounds like the fix has already been implemented, which appears to be a rivet through the plate. So deliveries seem to be happening again.
I'm guessing this will help our Cybertruck delivery because we still haven't gotten it.
I know.
But hopefully we'll be getting it soon. So wait a minute. So I assume they glued that thing on. And then the glue didn't hold in all cases because you're stamping on it with a big work boot or whatever. And then it would slip. So the fix was to just put a rivet?
Yes. And so you can see here, this is Tesla doing a repair. They have a 3D printed guide for the drill. And then they put in a little pop rivet. And that's going to hold the plate.
Do you think this is going to be the final solution or just a temporary fix?
I think that this is a fix. And I think that they're going to be trucks that don't have this rivet is my guess, because I mean you could wear out the rivet
too
if you live in a very sandy place.
I feel like this is the problem with Tesla engineers. They're brilliant, totally brilliant, but I feel like a lot of them don't understand that in the real world things like rain and sleet and big boots don't work the same, you know, as the way you intend. And so
Well, I think that they finished gluing the battery pack together, and then they went, what are we going to do for the pedal? And
we
they
got said, all this glue.
Glue!
And we hear about some upcoming spring releases for the Cybertruck now. So there's going to be, what is this, power sharing from vehicle to home? I mean, we knew about power sharing. So why is this new?
Well, I think that this hadn't rolled out yet. So now it's finally rolling out.
Autobots!
They got the software ready.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it works.
There's the colorizer.
Yes.
Can you change the color of your truck?
No, but you can change the color of your truck on the screen of your truck.
Oh, okay.
So digitally.
To match your wrap or whatever.
If you have a wrap on there, or if you're aspirational, or if you're like my friend and changes it every week.
Cabin overheat protection. So we heard about this last week. Drew said they're going to be doing this, right? So it helps maintain a temperature set for up to 12 hours after you park. So that's great. New horn and lock sounds.
Nice. And then turning circle. The turning circle is now improved by 1.6 feet, making parking and low speed maneuvers even easier.
Did they do this by the rear wheel turn angle got even steeper?
I think that they basically allowed for like another
degree or
quarter of a degree of the rear wheel steering. Yeah.
And look, if you want to learn about all the latest Cybertruck news, go to Cybertruck Owners Club. They help sponsor the show. And there you're also going to find their tracker. So there you can find out when you're actually going to get your truck. And we've put in our information there. So hopefully everyone's doing this and it's helping it make it more accurate for all of us. So Tesla is holding their Q1 earnings call tonight. We'll be covering it and giving you our coverage and thoughts as we always do. But this time we will be publishing that video on our Disruptive Investing channel. So if you haven't already subscribed, please do.
We'll put the link to our Disruptive Investing channel in the show notes below to make it easy for you to find.
In case you didn't know, we publish a video every week on our Disruptive Investing channel. Everything from interviews with founders and CEOs of companies to news.
And this week, our video is Robots. Will you give them up?
Ooh.
So according to India's CNBC TV18, Elon's trip to India, which was supposed to take place on April 21st and 22nd, was postponed.
Yeah, Elon confirmed. He said, unfortunately, very heavy Tesla obligations require that the visit to India be delayed, but I do very much look forward to visiting later this year. I feel like the trip to India was also Tesla work, but I know that the earnings call probably is taking a lot of his time.
It seems like it's probably based around the earnings call. There's a lot of places that are like,
if Elon doesn't say what we want, we're going to sell all our shares.
Speaking of trips, our buddy Will from Tesla Jigsaw, great YouTube channel, by the way, go subscribe, just went on a road trip to Electric Bray.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Me and some friends have just spent 4 days traveling around the wilderness of Scotland in our Teslas. Despite a few charging challenges, we had a cracking time. One place I particularly wanted to go to was Electric Bray. Check it out.
Okay, I've just pulled over into Electric Bray and it's not working. I'm not rolling anywhere.
All right, spin around, fellas.
Oh, it worked a very little bit. This is Electric Bray, just a little section of road where you're clearly traveling up a big hill and then you stop and then you put it into neutral, and then you roll up the hill. It's a bit of an optical illusion. That is strange. Okay, I'm so pleased it worked. Otherwise, you know, I've been building this thing up to be quite a great thing. Although it is just a, it's just a little lay-by in the middle of a road. And let's see what they guys think. Okay, now which way are we facing, guys? Well, it feels like we're going downhill this way as we came into it, doesn't it? But like, if you pop it into neutral, you'll roll this way. And that's it. I hope it was worth the 1,000-mile round trip.
To me, it looks like you should be going uphill that way, but you're rolling away from me.
Yeah, weird.
It says at the end here, the term electric dates from a time when it was incorrectly thought to be a phenomenon caused by electric or magnetic attraction within the brain. Now you know that it's just an optical illusion, but a very convincing...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to see the rest of our Tesla adventure, find me on YouTube at Tesla Jigsaw. Thanks, guys. Back to you.
Man, this is what I love about our community. We get to make friends with people like Will, even before we get to meet them in person, which I can't wait to do, by the way.
Yeah, it's like we're electric pen pals. Hey, and if you want to share a clip you've seen on the show, but you don't want to share the entire 1 hour episode, go to our Now You Know Clips channel on YouTube. Also go to X, where we chop these into little bite-sized clips that are easy to share. Next up, it's Ellie in space with our SpaceX update.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. Sorry for my absence. I've been on the trip of a lifetime in Japan, but that doesn't mean there isn't SpaceX news to cover. In a nutshell, we're still anticipating the next launch, or IFT-4, which will feature Ship 29 and Booster 11, to be sometime in May. And keep in mind, we just celebrated the first anniversary of the first flight of Starship. That was on 4/20 or April 20th. In the meantime, Elon gave a Starship update down at Starbase, as we've seen him do many times before. But we now know the goal of the fourth flight is for Starship's upper stage to get through the high heating regime of re-entry and to make a, quote, controlled splat into the ocean.
If fate smiles upon us, we'll get through the high heating regime and smash into the ocean at a controlled spot, and then hopefully be able to also do this with the booster, land on essentially a virtual tower.
Also interesting from that talk, we learned that SpaceX could attempt to land a Starship booster as soon as the vehicle's fifth flight. Also, I was able to interview Tom Mueller. He's the designer of the Merlin rocket engine and probably the second most important person in the history of SpaceX. Here's a clip from that interview.
Like, when I met Elon, he asked me a question that 99.9% of people would say no to. I told him that I was involved in the development of that 650,000-pound thrust rocket engine at TRW. And he asked me, he said, could you build that engine? And I said yes, which who would say that, right? I can develop a 650,000-pound thrust booster engine. Like, yeah, I could probably find the team. If we had the money, we could do it. That is optimism. And that's what he saw. That's what you need. Like, and guess what? We can. We developed my team developed a Raptor engine, which is, more sophisticated than that engine. So it was a long, hard road, but you can do it.
So please watch the full video of this on my channel. I'm not sure why this video didn't do so well, considering how legendary Tom is, but Elon even commented on a clip from this interview saying, quote, "As it turns out, future versions of Raptor will ultimately exceed 700,000 pounds of force. Honing thrust, weight, ISP, and reliability are much harder than thrust, though. Rocket engines desperately want to explode." So we're starting to get a better idea of the future of Starship, different versions of the behemoth rocket that are on the way, and more. But Starship isn't just for going to Mars. It's also important in our return to the moon, which could be in trouble. Ars Technica reports NASA may alter Artemis 3 to have Starship in Orion dock in low Earth orbit, which will push back the mission even later. I'll have a video about this on my channel, so please watch it on Ellie in Space. Thanks, you guys, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Ellie. I'm glad you're having a great trip.
And for a little bit more SpaceX news, we got Jerry Pike saying human for scale. Check this out. So
look
really closely. See the circle?
Uh-huh.
Do you see the little ant crawling along the circle? That's a human.
Where?
Look at the bottom.
Oh, I thought that was a traffic cone. Wow, that's a person? Holy smoke.
Elon says Falcon 9 is bigger than it may seem. Starship is insanely giant.
Next up, would you like to see Starlink streaming during a tornado?
Yeah, I would. Is there a video of that?
Check this out. So Starlink said, Starlink is designed to endure the elements. It can melt snow and withstand sleet, heavy rain, and even harsh winds.
And Elon said, Starlink streams live during a tornado. Wow. So is this going to change the whole world for the storm chasers? They're going to just plaster their cars with Starlinks and drive through.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, and sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get a Henson razor and you want to get 200 shaves for free, you can use our code NOWYOUKNOW when you check out. Just put the box of blades in your cart and use the code NOWYOUKNOW.
Are we the only people to be sponsored by a shaving company that have beards?
Hey, I've used it before. I've used it a lot before. The only reason I could grow my beard is because I could finally fix my face.
Good point.
Using the Henson razor, and now I can finally grow a beard.
Good point. Escape into the future. All right, when it comes to cars, what is the most futuristic thing that you can think of?
Tesla's driving autonomously.
Wrong. It's Disneyland's Autopia, which lives in Disneyland's Tomorrowland.
You mean the classic ride?
Yep.
But it's been stinky gas-powered cars since it opened in 1955.
Right, especially when it was sponsored by Chevron. Do you remember? In 1998 to 2012, it was sponsored by Chevron. But then Honda sponsored it. And in 2016, the engines got cleaner and quieter, and fewer kids had to be rushed to the nurse's office. But it was still smoggy and loud.
So this doesn't sound very into the future to me.
Ah, but now Disney spokesperson Jessica Good tells the LA Times that Autopia is going fully electric and that electrification, quote, means fully electric. It does not mean hybrid or any other version of a gasoline combustion engine, and that the park will no longer be using the current engines within the next 30 months. In fact, Autopia's original designer, Bob Gurr, who is now 92 years old young, says, get rid of those god-awful gasoline fumes.
Maybe Tesla should sponsor it.
Wouldn't that be great? Autopia, sponsored by Tesla.
Yeah. Well, they still have to. I mean,
I don't think Bob Iger and Elon are seeing eye to eye on that one. All right, it's time for Going Green. So Redwood Materials, located near the Tesla Gigafactory in Sparks, Nevada, is the battery recycling company founded by Tesla co-founder and current Tesla board member, J.B. Straubel.
They just released a new study from Stanford University that confirms how much less energy, water, and CO2 Redwood's recycling process uses versus conventional mining. So it is 80% less energy, 80% less water, and 70% reduction in CO2 emissions.
Yeah, Redwood now claims to be the first commercial scale nickel mine, even though it's not a mine, and the only lithium supply to come online in the U.S. in decades.
Redwood also said that they are now up and running with their copper foil production and that they are scaling that up to 10 gigawatt hours a year of production of copper foil. And they are building their cathode active material plant, which they plan to scale to 100 gigawatt hours per year.
And what I don't think a lot of people understand is that with a 95% recovery rate for lithium, for example, recycling batteries becomes a cheaper way to source battery materials than mining.
And so for all those fudsters out there that are like, we will never be able to drive electric cars because they're not going to have enough batteries, think again.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. And remember, we need your stories. So send them in to us 2 minutes or less to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Jim sent us this story about a Tesla workshop he attended in Long Beach, California.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Jim Knight. And I want to share with you a Tesla workshop I attended recently in the Long Beach, California Tesla Center. The center had some fun displays like a Tesla Plaid motor, heat pump, and a poster with all the new Cybertruck owners. But the workshop itself was designed to teach Tesla owners how to do some simple maintenance on their cars. They organized it into three separate stations, including tools needed for the job. One was how to replace the wiper blades, which involves accessing the computer screen to keep the blade assembly up. Another station had how to replace a 12-volt battery, even how to disconnect it from the main powertrain battery under the back seat. And the third station was how to change the air filters. It was well attended, and we could ask the Tesla experts any questions we had about our EVs. Now you know.
Sweet. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
And I love it that maintenance for a Tesla is windshield wipers, air filter, and 12-volt battery. Like, for most cars, that's just the beginning.
That's the easy stuff. That's the stuff you don't need to learn from.
All right, now we're going to turn our rotors. We're going to be working on the crankshaft today and adjusting the carburetor.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. This week, we've got a ton of bonus stories. As always, we've got our Disruptive Investing over on the Disruptive Investing channel. And for our Investor Club, we've got bonus stories there as well. So many of them, we can't fit these into the show. So head on over to Patreon. For as little as a buck a month, you can get all of our Patreon bonus stories every week. It's a real deal. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll. What was the question this week?
Do you think that the Tesla layoffs are a big deal?
Oh.
No. No, not a big deal.
People in the know that it's not a big deal. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Alex says, no one will ever catch Tesla with autonomous vehicles. It's the real world data, stupid.
And Elon said, yep.
Alex says, why the hell would you package cheese like this?
Elon said, I've opened so many of these. Makes it feel special, I guess. Isn't it so you can take half and then you can bite it like a little morsel. And then you're stuck and then you have to throw, I don't know. Yeah, because they could put it on the edge, right? And then you just, whatever. Whatever.
Tesla owner Silicon Valley said Elon Musk changed his bio and it says auto.
Elon said, just a nod to our future AI overlords.
Christopher Stanley said, there's no hidden meaning behind the auto in Elon's profile photo. It's an artifact from screenshotting an image in the edit mode on Apple. Sorry, conspiracy theorists, not today.
Elon says, I left it there on purpose.
Arash said, zero disengagement drive tonight in the rain with FSD 12.3.3. It seems to be getting better and better every day. Also, the auto wipers are perfect now.
Elon said, cool. Sorry it took so long for the auto wipers to work well. Harder than it seems.
Mark Andreessen said, do you remember the Dungeons & Dragons moral panic and on? I do.
And Elon said, yeah, D&D was awesome. It actually demystifies demons, if anything.
I forgot that Tom Hanks was in that movie. I got to go watch that again, see if it holds up. I highly doubt it. Elon said, whoa, I just realized that raising a kid is basically 18 years of prompt engineering. Doge Designer says, breaking, the legacy media is dying.
Elon said, legacy media simply can't compete with hundreds of millions of humans providing real-time AI-assisted interactive information.
Farzad said, our first child will be born next month. What's your biggest piece of advice?
And Elon said, be super careful about what school teaches your kids.
Homar's Catalog says, Elon is betting the company on autonomy. Has he lost his mind? What do you expect from a guy who bet his car company on electrification in 2003?
Elon says, not quite betting the company, but going balls to the wall for autonomy is a blindingly obvious move. Everything else is like variations on a horse carriage.
Nate says, I wish my Tesla had a sticky notes app.
And Elon said, okay.
God Saad said, truth is subjective is precisely the key tenet of postmodernism. This is why I refer to it as the granddaddy of all parasitic idea pathogens.
Elon said, now imagine if this is programmed, explicitly or implicitly, into super powerful AI. It could end civilization. Now, no need to imagine, it's already programmed into Google Gemini and OpenAI ChatGPT.
Christopher Rufo said, NPR has hired a left-wing activist who openly endorses censoring, deplatforming, and punching political opponents. She considers the First Amendment the, quote, number one challenge to controlling, quote, bad information. The American people should not be paying for this. She must resign.
And Elon said, defund NPR.
Lex Friedman says, NPR CEO needs to step down, get political bias out of NPR. We need great, balanced journalism now more than ever.
Elon said, definitely, it's okay for a commercial media organization to have political bias, but not taxpayer-funded organizations.
And Elon asked in this poll, bring back Vine?
Of course, it's 69% said yes. And Dan said, never used Vine. Can anyone explain the obsession? And Elon said, me neither.
Mike Solana said, idiot, only a very small amount of NPR's money comes from the government. Great, then we found some easy common ground. Defund the paltry amount, this ends the state propaganda concerns, and the clown show lives on, everyone wins.
And Elon said, exactly.
Zuby says, U.S. adult obesity rate went from 12% in 1975 to 50% projected in 2031. Concerning numbers, this is a silent pandemic.
And Elon said, Ozempic, which is a drug that is used to for weight loss. Has its own controversy surrounding it, of course, but anyway.
Peter Sweden says, breaking, a Boeing whistleblower just told a Senate hearing that workers were jumping on pieces of airplane to make the plane fit together. He also said he would not put his family on a Boeing 787 plane.
And Elon with the double exclamation points.
Elon said, given the relentless attacks on free speech, I'm going to fund a national signature campaign in support of the First Amendment. That's sad that you have to do
it's
that.
Really sad.
Elon said, if maximizing free speech within the bounds of the law, a traditionally liberal value, is somehow far right, then I guess I am. Elon said, we should send rockets not at each other, but rather to the stars. Amazing that people hate him for what he tweets. I mean, so far, these are all things I completely agree with. Doge Designer says, a maximum truth-seeking AI will replace Wikipedia soon.
Elon said, yeah.
Elon said, in my opinion, TikTok should not be banned in the USA, even though such a ban may benefit the X platform. Doing so would be contrary to freedom of speech and expression. It is not what America stands for. Sam Corris from ARK Invest said, kind of crazy that we may be about to create AGI without ever really understanding how the brain works.
And Elon said, yeah.
Nat Friedman says, maybe there are little flat spots along the way, but AI in 5 years will be ridiculously capable compared to AI today.
And Elon said, seriously, next level.
Mario says, breaking, new bill for Supreme Court accountability could dissolve the separation of powers.
Elon said, if it's being pushed by Schiff, it's a scam.
Mario also said, Democrats, no secret service for felons. That means you, Trump.
And Elon said that would be assassination by legislation.
Joe Lonsdale says, great men are called upon by history when they see dangerous times ahead. This is one of those times. And despite our immense challenges, I'm feeling optimistic as I see friends heed the call. We have nowhere to run. The United States of America is where we make our stand.
Elon said, America, ride or die.
This is from Lily Meng, who said, Mr. Musk, I'm a Tesla owner in China. I look forward to Tesla FSD entering China as soon as possible. When will it be realized? When can the Hardware 3 system use 3D modeling images? When will the new reversing assistance be pushed to Hardware 3 owners in China?
Elon said, it may be possible very soon.
Elon said, the software must have exactly 420 lines of code on this auspicious day. And this is the X developer challenge. So they're looking for new employees. And funny that you had to only use 420 lines. Mario says, breaking, Brazil government demands $1 billion from X for democracy damages.
And Elon says, they want to bankrupt X Brazil.
David Sachs says, based on some simple math, the new funding bill that's being widely hailed as saving Ukraine will buy precisely half a summer of counteroffensive.
Elon said, my biggest concern is that there's no exit strategy, just a forever war where kids die in trenches from artillery or charging machine guns and snipers through minefields.
May Musk says, what do you do on a Saturday? I went to Tesla's Gigafactory, Texas with Elon. The lobby is so beautiful.
Elon said, nice to see you at work.
Adrian says, can we get the X app integrated into our Tesla cars?
And Elon said, coming soon.
Elon then said, my politics are, I think, fairly moderate anyway. Safe cities, secure borders, neutral judiciary, sensible spending, and pro-environment. Nick Cruz Batane says, Teslas are incredible. Watch how this Model Y passes broken down ice cars during the floods in Dubai while briefly floating like a boat. Boat mode activated.
And Elon said, a Tesla can float briefly.
That is insane if you watch this. It's up to the windows.
I know.
G Fedor says, I've had FSD for a week and it's obvious you definitely 100% don't need LiDAR.
Elon says, humans don't shoot lasers out of their eyes to drive, although that would be kind of cool.
Elon then said, home garbage recycling is pointless. If it mattered, they could just sort the garbage at the dump. Recycling of lithium-ion batteries, however, is economically sensible, as a dead battery is essentially super high-grade ore. Then this post about cobalt miners, and Elon said, the child miner thing is false. Giant mining equipment, which is required for moving millions of tons of ore, is extremely expensive. It is not mined by kids with spoons. Elon said, robbery in most of America is out of control. Time to make crime illegal again. And AI driver says, please integrate Grok into Tesla vehicles, Elon.
And Elon said, coming.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Community mail time. Remember, share your stories and videos and photos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. And if you're in the New England area this Saturday, our buddy Jeff has his annual EV event in Shrewsbury, Mass. Coming up this weekend, April 27th at Hebert's Candy Mansion from 2 to 5 p.m.
And you can register for the event at this URL.
So Marga sent us this video of a train with a bunch of Teslas on it in Nijmegen, Netherlands. And look how many of them, first of all. And they're riding faster than the train.
Yeah. Well, that's an e-bike.
Ah, there that makes sense.
I mean, that is a lot of Teslas on that train. Are they all white or are they wrapped with protective coating?
Oh, I think they're all white.
Wow.
Do people in the Netherlands just like white Teslas, or is this just the white Tesla train? All right, now the black Tesla train.
And the blue one. Jeff and Linda spotted this curbside EV charging station in Sydney, Australia, although it's not working.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Pete saw this Kia Niro EV in Canberra, Australia.
Magasha spotted this new Nissan Leaf in Kampala, Uganda, Africa.
Nice. Peter sent us this picture of his Model X parked next to a Cybertruck in Mansfield, Texas.
That's pretty sick. Ignacio saw this smart EV in Monaco.
Isaac spotted the Cybertruck in Leverkin, Utah.
Laura saw this all-electric Doritos delivery truck in Westbury, New York.
Tom spotted what appeared to be a convertible Tesla Model 3 in Levittown, New York. Yeah, that does look like a convertible.
It looks like a convertible.
Unless they just put like a bag over the back. I don't know.
Maybe it's just to keep it dark in the back.
Maybe.
Asif saw this Electrify America charging station off of I-80 westbound, although it doesn't appear to be working. It's in Girard, Ohio.
It seems to be a common theme, doesn't it?
And it does.
And James spotted this custom wrap Cybertruck at the Cars and Coffee event at Six Flags in San Antonio, Texas. That's a cool wrap. Oh, and you got something in the mail.
And we got some actual mail.
We love mail.
Here's the mail. Anyway, this is from our buddy Ron. He said that he makes these out of PCBs. So this is a little coaster.
Oh,
it's the
cool
Model Y. He says that he's going to make a Model 3, Model S, and an X coaster in the near future. He has an Amazon shop where you can find them.
I'm going to put my
nice
coffee right on there.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ron.
That's
awesome. We'll put that on the set or we'll use it. All right. It's time for the EV tip of the week. What do we got?
Jim sends us this tip on how to use your Tesla mobile charger.
This is the Tesla mobile charger. On the back, we can notice that it has a nice rough material on there, so it will not slide around if it's on the carpet in the back of your car. Inside, it comes with two adapters. These adapters plug into the end of the mobile adapter so you can change it. First adapter is the NEMA 1450 outlet adapter. It requires an outlet on the wall like this. When you plug that in, you, even though that's a 50 amp outlet, you will not be able to use all 50 amps because of the mobile adapter's limits. The next adapter that's included is the 110 adapter. This will charge your car at 3 miles per hour. In 8 hours, you will have 24 miles of range. It's not very good, but it is something. Our house, which was built in the 70s, has an electric dryer outlet, which is a 1030 adapter. I was able to buy the 1030 adapter from Tesla's accessory store for $45. I'll put a link in the description and comment for the chart that converts what these adapters will do.
Thank you, Jim. That's great, because I think we all just take for granted that everyone knows everything about everything. But it's really nice for especially the newbies out there to learn like how it works and the fact that you can buy different attachments mm-hmm. for different uses. That's mm-hmm. great. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what's out there in the world and how you guys have reviewed them.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. My name is Andrew, and I'd like to say that I've been watching your show for more than a year and a half and have become a Patreon supporter. My wife and I really love the format of the show, and we have gleaned a ton of information, which has allowed us to move forward and purchase our first EV, which is a 2022 Model Y. Since getting our Model Y 6 months ago, we have put more than 13,000 kilometers, roughly 8,100 miles, and yes, we are Canadian. I wanted to do this supercharger review because it stood out to us as very special. Let me say that this supercharger review is not about speed. It's not about how fast you can charge your car. This is more about the experience, the views, and the people at this particular stop. We set the car up to supercharge and headed into the inn to see if we could use a bathroom. The staff were very nice, showed us to where the bathrooms were. They were very clean, very bright. They asked us if we were here supercharging, and we said yes. They said, you know, we don't have a restaurant, but we do have coffee and tea and cookies over at the table on the side, and that we were more than welcome to help ourselves. They then showed us to where their main lounge was, where we could sit and enjoy ourselves and relax while the car charged. And this, of course, was all at no charge. Another supercharger just down the road. But in my opinion, this one is head and shoulders above the rest. The extra few minutes it took to charge the car was more than well worth it. I must say the Canmore Rocky Mountain Inn has great management and great people. This is a wonderful place to charge a car. Thanks for all you do, Zach and Jesse. Keep up the great work. And now you know.
Hello. We have a new supercharger, V4 supercharger, 12 stall in Schwarzheide from the Dresden to Berlin. We are going to take a look at the Cybertruck in a Gigafactory Berlin. Then it's just opened recently, and it's a solar farm nearby. Then you can, it's getting a green power. Now you know.
We're here at the newly opened Tyngsborough, Massachusetts supercharger. It's V3, opened in August of 2022. What do you think?
You have to like cross the street to get anything, and it's a pretty busy street.
And there's no crosswalk.
No crosswalk. And then there's some stuff over here, but there's not that much stuff.
Yep, let me show the area. So there looks like some kind of store being rehabbed behind us, just under construction. And then there's stuff further down the plaza across a large parking lot. Dunkin' Donuts behind us across from the chargers. And then this intersection, as mentioned, has no crosswalk. There's a Smoky Bones over there, which is pretty good, but hard to get to. Great speeds, but I'm going to give this also a 5 out of 10. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Welcome to Whitewood, Saskatchewan, in the 6-stall Tesla supercharger, 250 kilowatt charger. This one doesn't have a lot of amenities. It's got a co-op gas station, which has some very nice washrooms, lots of great food options in there. So it's good for the one spot, but that's about all that's here. Bonus points here for a windshield wiper and squeegee and a garbage can. Such many of those. I'd probably give this about a 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We have a map where you can see all of the supercharger reviews and where you can upload your own supercharger reviews.
This is kind of addictive, by the way. If you go on that map, you may not leave. Like 2 hours later, you might be like, I need to see more.
Yeah. Well, and you can find some of the coolest superchargers in the world through the map.
All right. What do we got for new superchargers, though?
We got a lot. We got number 57 in Georgia. It's the 12 stall in Tucker, Georgia.
We got number 90 in Australia. It's a 12 stall in Raymond Terrace, New South Wales.
The 16 stall in San Diego.
We have the 6 stall, only 120 kilowatts in Shanghai, China.
The 3 stall in Nantong, China.
We have a 3 stall in Sichuan, China.
The 2 stall, 120 in Beijing, China.
We have a 3 stall in Beijing, China.
Number 2035 in China is the 2 stall, 120 in Chengdu.
We have the 12 stall in San Bernardino, California.
The 16 stall in Norwalk, California.
Number 455 in California is the 8 stall in Los Angeles.
Number 6 in Slovenia is the 4 stall version 4 in Novo Mesto, Slovenia.
And number 62 in Washington State, number 2252 in the U.S., number 6307 in the world is the 12 stall version 4 in Tacoma, Washington.
We're starting to see some version 4s.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is very exciting.
And hey, I want to really thank our Patreon patrons so much. These are the people that you're seeing scrolling past. They help support us for $5 or more a month. You can join us for just as little as $1 a month. It really does help us out the most. I've been looking at our YouTube numbers lately, and I wish I didn't have to look at them, but I do because it's part of our job. Look, Zach and I just want to create really good content for you, and luckily we've had amazing patrons supporting us. If we didn't have this amount of Patreon support, our YouTube channel would either be forced to completely dissolve, or
we'd have to just smash things into walls.
Yeah, we'd be like, "Whoa, look at this! Whoa,
are you 12?"
So I really appreciate that we get to have intelligent conversations with intelligent people. The nice part about intelligent people is that they know that they kind of have to pay for things that they want. If you want to have this channel continue, we do need your support. I realize that it's been a difficult quite a few years, and so we have seen a drop off on our Patreon,
and that is why, honestly, over on Patreon we do our investor club level, because we, I think, help a lot of people to kind of weather this storm and to keep, you know, investing is tough, and we talk about this a lot over there, where a lot of it's psychological. So we're there for you kind of as your support mechanism to keep you getting through the tough times, because that's where a lot of people make bad decisions,
right? And I mean, there is so much news every week. There's a lot of things to cover and talk about. And we're able to be a little bit more candid with our Patreon patrons because we know that they are real people, that, you know, if anyone's going to be, you know, messaging us on Patreon, we know that they're real people. And it's just a really nice community that we have over there. And so, you know, I think that you deserve it. A buck a month to go have usually at least 4 extra episodes every week. You don't have to watch them on Tuesdays when this comes out. You can save it for whatever day of the week you want. But it could be a nice little boost to your week if that's something that interests you. So thank you so much to everyone who supports us on Patreon. We will go see you over on Patreon right now. And we'll see the rest of you next week. Now you know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.